This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rod Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which allows us to grow and have a better impact on more people around the world. So I would really, really appreciate it if you would do me that huge favor. Today, we're diving into something that touches every single one of us in some kind of way, often with us not even realizing it. We're talking about the fine line between comfort and complacency, and why so many of us cross that line without even knowing it. Now, before you tune me out, think about it this way. This is not another hustle culture. It's not a rant about never being satisfied. Stick with me here, please. This is really about understanding the difference between healthy comfort, the kind of complacency that slowly erodes our potential, our relationships, and our purpose. Let's start with a question. When was the last time you felt truly comfortable? I mean, genuinely at ease, content, peaceful. Maybe it was when you were sitting on the couch for after a long day, or finally getting to a project and finally getting it done, or having a quiet evening with your family. That feeling, that's comfort. And comfort, friends, is not the enemy. But here's where things get tricky. Comfort becomes complacency when we mistake this is good enough for this is as good as it gets. When we confuse settling with arriving, when we trade growth for ease and purpose for predictability. The danger isn't being comfortable. The danger is in becoming so comfortable that we stop growing, we stop contributing, we stop becoming who we are meant to be. And the scary part, this transformation happens so gradually that most of us don't even notice it, that it's even happened. Let's start with work, because this is where most of us spend the majority of our waking hours, right? Think about your current job. When you first started, you probably had all this energy. You had ideas. Maybe you even had some big ambitions. You wanted to make a difference, climb the ladder, or at least do good work. But then something happened. You learned the systems. You figured out how to do your job well enough to avoid criticism. You discovered which meetings you could mentally check out of, which emails you really didn't need to go through or respond, and exactly how much effort was required to meet expectations without exceeding them. And slowly you shifted from how can I excel to how can I get by. I work with this guy named John. This was a few years back. Brilliant guy. Creative solutions. The kind of person who could see problems before they became problems. When he started at the company, he was just full of these ideas. He'd stay late, not because he had to, but because he was excited about the projects. He'd volunteer for challenging assignments and push back on the insufficient processes. But the company didn't reward his innovation the way that he thought they should. His ideas got buried in committee. His effort went just unnoticed while his less ambitious colleagues got all the praises, right? Plus the raises too. And slowly, John learned to dial back. He stopped volunteering for the tough projects. He stopped sharing his ideas. He became, in his own words, professionally comfortable. John was still good at his job. He met his deadlines, he attended his meetings, and he did his work. But he had crossed the line from comfort to complacency. The tragedy wasn't that he was failing. It was that he was succeeding at the wrong things. You see, workplace complacency doesn't look like laziness. It looks like competence without curiosity. It looks like you're doing your job without doing your best. It looks like showing up without stepping up. And the comfortable paycheck and the predictable routine, the familiar challenges, they all conspire to make complacency feel like wisdom. But here's what we miss. When we choose comfort over growth in our work lives, we're not just shortchanging our employers or even ourselves. We're wasting the talents we've been given. We're trading our potential impact for the illusion of security. Now, let's talk a little bit about family, because this is where comfort / complacency, that confusion can be most devastating, precisely because it's wrapped in love. Family relationships are meant to be our safe harbor, the place where we can be ourselves without performance or pretense. And that's a beautiful thing. That's really necessary. But somewhere along the way, many of us mistake emotional comfort for relational complacency. Take marriages, for instance. Remember the early days of your relationship? You listen intently to everything your partner said. You'd ask questions about their day, their dreams, their fears. You planned surprises, wrote notes, made efforts to show love in ways that mattered to them. You were interested. You were engaged. You were growing together. But then life happened. Work got busy. Kids came along. Bills piled up. Routine set in. And gradually you shifted from how can I love better to you know I love you. From tell me about your day to how was your day. All of this delivered while scrolling through your phone. From planning dates to saying you should plan a date. You become comfortable, and comfort in a marriage isn't bad. It's actually a sign of trust and security. But when comfort becomes complacency, when you stop intentionally investing in the relationship because it feels stable, that's when marriages fail dramatically. They just gradually fade. I think about Sonia. I'll just say Sonia for now. A friend who came to me frustrated with her marriage. We're fine, she said. We don't fight much. We handle the kids okay. We pay the bills. But I feel like we're roommates more than lovers. When did we stop trying? The answer was gradually, then suddenly. Gradually, they stopped asking deep questions and settled for the surface conversations. Gradually, they stopped planning time together and just hoped it would happen naturally. Gradually, they stopped growing as individuals and as couples, because growth requires intentionality, and intentionality requires energy. And energy, was best being spent over everything except the most important relationship in their lives. The same thing happens with parenting. We start out with such intentions. We're going to be present. We're going to be engaged, intentional parents, right? We're going to have meaningful conversations, create family traditions, model good values, but then the daily grind sets in. You got football and basketball practice, homework battles, meal planning, bedtime routines. And before we know it, we're managing our kids instead of mentoring them. We're solving their immediate problems instead of developing their character. We're keeping them busy instead of helping them become. Parental complacency doesn't look like neglect. It looks like being too comfortable with surface level relationships with our children. It looks like assuming they know we love them without showing them in ways they understand. It's like being physically present but emotionally absent. Checking the boxes of a good parent without checking in on their hearts. So, talk a little bit about everyday life. Maybe, just maybe, the most insidious place where we mistake comfort from complacency is in the small, everyday areas of our lives. These are the places where the stakes feel lower, so our guard is down. But these small compromises often reflect and reinforce larger patterns. Take your physical health, for instance. Most of us know what we should do: eat better, exercise regularly, get enough sleep, manage your stress. And many of us do okay with the things for a little while. We find a routine that works, we see some results, and we feel pretty good about our choices. But then we get comfortable with pretty good. We stop pushing ourselves in workouts because our current routine is fine. We stop being intentional about nutrition because we're not gaining any weight. We stop prioritizing sleep because we're functioning okay on 6 hours. We're comfortable with acceptable, so we're not pursuing optimal. The problem is that with physical health, standing still is actually moving backwards. Our metabolism slows, our strength decreases, our energy diminishes, not dramatically, but gradually. And because the decline is slow, we just adjust to it. We attribute decreased energy to getting older rather than getting complacent. We accept aches and pains as normal rather than preventable. Or consider personal growth. Most of us were learners at one time in our lives. We'd read books that challenged us, had conversations that expanded our thinking, pursued hobbies that stretched our abilities. But then we found our tribe, developed our opinions, settled in our preferences. We became comfortable with what we know and who we are. And let me just say this. There's really nothing wrong with knowing yourself and having convictions. But when comfort with our current understanding keeps us from remaining curious, when our certainty closes off from growth, when our preferences become prisons, that's when we've crossed from comfort to complacency. I see this in people who stop reading anything that might challenge their political views, who surround themselves only with the people who think like they do, who dismiss new ideas with consideration because they're different from their current beliefs. They're comfortable in their worldview, but they've become complacent about truth seeking and growth. So why does this happen? Why do we consistently mistake comfort for complacency? I think it's because growth is hard and comfort is easy. Growth requires energy, risk, discomfort, uncertainty. Comfort offers predictability, ease, familiarity, safety. And in a world that often feels chaotic and demanding, the pull toward comfort is natural and understandable. But here's what we miss. True comfort, the kind that brings peace and rest and restoration, is actually built on foundation of growth and contribution and purpose. The comfort that comes from knowing your knowing and using your gifts, investing in what matters, and becoming who you are meant to be. That's life. That's giving comfort. The comfort that comes from avoiding challenge, minimizing efforts, and settling for less than your potential, that's not really comfort at all. It might feel comfortable in the moment, but over time it creates restlessness, a sense that something is missing, a nagging feeling that life is passing you by. Real comfort comes when being uncomfortable in service of something meaningful. Real rest comes after real work. Real peace comes from knowing you're aligned with your purpose and not avoiding it. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. So, how do we enjoy the good gift of comfort without falling into the trap of complacency? First, we need to redefine what we mean by comfort. Instead of seeing comfort as the absence of challenge, we can see it as the presence of purpose. Instead of equating comfort with ease, we can equate it with alignment. Instead of thinking comfort means avoiding discomfort, we can understand that the true comfort often comes from temporary discomfort, and that's in the service of long-term growth. Second, we need to build regular check-ins, just regular check-ins into our lives and our work. You know, just ask yourself, how am I growing? Am I contributing at my best? Am I solving problems or just managing them? In our relationships, we can ask, am I still investing? Am I curious? Am I taking this person for granted? And in our personal lives, we can ask, am I becoming who I want to become? Am I using my time well? And am I living with intention? Third, we need to cultivate what I call comfortable discomfort, the ability to be at peace with growth, challenge, and change. This means getting comfortable with not knowing everything, with being a beginner at something without having difficult conversations, with trying and potentially failing. And finally, we need to remember that seasons of rest and seasons of growth both are necessary. The goal isn't to eliminate comfort from our lives. It's to ensure that our comfort serves our growth rather than replacing it. You know, as I think about this topic, I can't but help but think about Jesus and the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. You know the story. A master gives three servants different amounts of money to manage while he's away. Two of them invest and multiply what they've been giving, while the third servant, afraid of losing what he has, buries his talent in the ground to keep it safe. So fast forward, when the master returns, he commends the two who took risk and multiplied their talents. But The one servant who played it safe, who was comfortable with maintaining rather than growing. He had some harsh words for him. He called him a wicked and lazy servant. Yeah, saying you should have put my money in the bank or something, made a deposit with it. So he wasn't stealing, wasn't squandering. He was just comfortable. Comfortable with keeping things as they are. Comfortable with avoiding risk. Comfortable with maintaining rather than growing. But the master's response suggests that when we're given gifts, talents, opportunities, relationships, resources, the expectation isn't to preserve it. It's to multiply it. It's not to just maintain it. It's growth. It's not just comfort. It's contribution. And I think this applies to every area of our lives. Our careers, they're not just about earning a paycheck. They're about using our abilities to create value, solve problems, and serve others. Our relationships aren't just about personal happiness. They're about loving well, growing together, creating something beautiful that reflects God's love. In our daily lives, it's not just about getting by. It's about being a good steward of the life that you've been given in a way that honors the giver. So go back to the servant who buried his talent, thought he was being wise and safe. He was comfortable with his choice, but he had mistaken comfort for faithfulness, safety for stewardship. So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this thought. The most comfortable life is not the easiest life. It's the most purposeful life. The deepest rest comes from not avoiding challenge, but from knowing you're facing the right challenges. The greatest peace comes from not having all of the answers, but from asking the right questions. Comfort and growth aren't enemies. They're dance partners, if you will. Real comfort provides the foundation for sustainable growth. Real growth leads to the kind of deep comfort that comes from living with integrity and purpose. So, as you go out into the week, I want to challenge you to examine your own life. Where have you gotten comfortable? Where might that comfort have slipped into complacency? What would it look like to choose growth over ease, contribution over comfort, or purpose over predictability? Not in every area all at once. That's just a recipe for burnout. But one area at a time. One relationship, one habit, one dream that you've put off on a shelf because you felt safer that you just do it later. Remember, God didn't give you your talents, your opportunities, your relationships, your very life itself so that you could bury them in the ground for comfort. He gave them to you to invest, to multiply, to use his glory and the good and for the good of others. And here's the beautiful paradox. When we stop trying to create our own comfort through complacency, when we trust God enough to step into the discomfort of growth, we find a deeper, more lasting comfort that we even thought possible. So let me close with these words, Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Notice, he didn't say he'll meet all your wants for comfort and ease. It says he'll meet your needs. And sometimes what we need most is not comfort, but courage, not ease, but growth. Not safety, but purpose. Trust that when he who began a good work in you will carry it into completion. Trust that his plans are for your good, even when it's not easy. Trust that true comfort comes from not avoiding his calling, but embracing it. Until next time, choose growth over ease, purpose over comfort, and trust that God who creates you has something beautiful in mind for your life. Something that might require you to be uncomfortable for a little while, but will ultimately bring the deepest comfort your soul has ever known. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on Linktree.com, where you can join that free email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.